I invite you now to gently close your eyes, feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. We decree our oneness with this power because we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in and exhale. And as you do, relax your neck and shoulders and allow the chair to totally support your body. Holy Spirit, we are so thankful for this time together. A time of communion with you. A time to get a little deeper meaning of our scriptures. And a time to know that we are truly one with you. We are aware of your presence, dear God, within us and around us. You are with us, dear God, and we trust you to help the circumstances in our lives flow as smoothly as the streams. Your Spirit goes before us, and our health, happiness, prosperity, and success are assured. Truly, our prosperity is coming to us at the right time and in the right way. With our eyes closed, we experience your loving presence as ideas. These ideas help us to walk steadily on the difficult paths and through the twists and turns we may encounter in this life. Sometimes it seems that your ideas gently fill our minds, and at other times they seem to ignite us with their clarity and intensity. We do give thanks for these divine ideas, knowing that they help us refocus and once again become one with the stream of life. We lift our hearts to you this morning, Holy Spirit, to become assured of your presence and to really understand that when you said you would never leave us, it is the truth. You are with us. You are in us. You are us. I invite you for the next few moments to join me on a journey. This is a journey in consciousness, and the place is the secret place of the Most High. It is our place of peace, love, joy, and faith. A place we may enter into at any time. So we make our way to that doorway. And as we reach the threshold, we remember to be able to enter in to receive all the gifts that God has in store for us. We must become empty. So whatever emotional, mental, and physical baggage we are dragging around, it is now time to release it. Let it fall away. And let's prepare to be filled, to overflowing. We step through the door and we take a seat. And as we do, we feel that light and love of God flow over, around, and through us and out into our world. This is our place to now commune with the Holy Spirit. And the communion is to know and understand more of God. So without the sound of my voice, you may take this time to pray in the silence, to receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. We thank you, gracious Spirit, that you have heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them, as you always do. You are the only presence and power in our lives. You are our source. Of this we are sure, and for this we are grateful. In the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.